face mask penalty. Offensive face mask penalty on New England. The score is 14-0. The Jets are up on the Patriots. Second quarter, 7:48 left in the second quarter. This is going to be a face mask penalty on New England. And worse than that, Stevenson for the Patriots is on the sideline holding his hand right now. He's holding his hand right now. I think it's his left hand for Stevenson. We got Brissett under center right now. It's going to be 2nd and 9 for the Patriots. Brissett's going to throw this ball incomplete. It's broken up by the Jets defense. Perfect coverage. And here comes more flags all over the football field. There must be 5 flags on the field. We'll sort this out and let you know what's going on here. I'm glad Aaron is having a good night. Yeah, the old man looks good. Old man looks good. Robert Lawson, thanks for the shout out. This is going to be an unnecessary roughness against the defense. So my goodness, they're going to get the Jets for an unnecessary penalty against Sherwood. That's going to give the Patriots a first down. That's going to give the Pats a new set of downs here. He did kind of target him with his helmet, guys. Oh, he hits him right in the head, too. Oh, yeah, you got to call that one. You got to call that one. The defender just lights up Thornton coming across trying to make that catch, and you got to call that one. New set of downs for the Patriots. 1st and 10, down 14-0. Brissett's going to pitch this one. He pitches it to DeMario Douglas, who's going to get almost a first down. He gets about 9.5 on that pitch. Going to bring up a 2nd and very short for New England. 2nd and 1. 2nd and 1 for New England. Unnecessary, Rich says. Stevenson is out. Yeah, Stevenson's on the sideline with a hurt hand. He did something to his hand. So we'll have to monitor that. Right now, Jacoby Brissett under center. He's going to get belted in the backfield. And they get him. He's down in the turf. It's a big sack. They had the ball 2nd and 1, and Jacoby Brissett literally just took a sack for like 10 yards. Not even kidding. It's like a 10-yard loss. Ugh. See, if you're the Patriots, those are the plays that you just can't afford to have happen. And these are the kind of things that you're going to get with a Jacoby Brissett starting for your football team. You got to get, you know, you got to feel the pressure and you got to be able to get rid of the ball. I mean, you got to. It's going to bring up a long 3rd and 9, guys. It's going to bring up a massive 3rd and 9. Let's go. Brissett gets the shotgun. He's in the backfield. He's going to throw it long. And there's a bunch of contact. They're going to throw the flag. The pass is incomplete. The ball was not catchable. It landed like 10 yards ahead of his receiver. But they're going to call, I believe, pass interference. Flag's over under, I know. He does have hold of his arm. He did have hold of his arm on that. I ain't going to lie. But was the pass catchable no matter what? I don't think so. But given the way the NFL season has went this year with penalties, it's probably going to stand. It did. 1st and 10. Patriots are on the 25 of the Jets thanks to the refs. He's going to fake the handoff, and Brissett is decked again in the backfield. It's going to be another big sack for the Jets defense. This is going to be Will McDonald. He's going to get his 2nd of the night. So Will McDonald, the first-round draft pick, already has 1.5 sacks tonight after 3 last week. This young man is eating. Easy on the ref. Fair enough. Tom Beatty says flags over under 10 flags. I got over. Here's a little dump down here from Jacoby Brissett. He's going to give it to Gibson, who's going to get 0 yards. It's going to be third and long once again. Third and 18 for the Patriots. You did hear that right. Third and 18. Time of possession, New York Jets 16:54 to New England 7:52. Double the clock possession for the Jets. Patriots are going to be in the shotgun here. They're going to throw it quick. It's going to be a quick little throw to the outside. They're going to get it to Gibson. He's going to get down. He's going to be nowhere close to the first down. You can put it that way. It's going to bring up fourth down, but they're going to be able to get a field goal attempt out of this. So at least New England's going to be able to try for a field goal. Fourth and 11 right now. This is a 44-yard attempt for New England. Spotted on the left hash. And the kick is up. And the kick is good. So the shutout is over for the Jets. The Patriots are on the board. That was from 44 yards out, Rich. The score now is 14, New York. 3 for the Patriots, 14-3 Jets. Patriots do go down the field and get some points in the second half. But guess what, guys? Say the time left when giving your updates. Fair enough, I can do that. I can do that, Michigan baby. Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets are going to get the ball back again, and he's going to have an entire 3 minutes and 56 seconds left on the clock in the second quarter. Of course, they're going to have the 2-minute warning. So Aaron Rodgers and company literally have all day and all night to go down and put some more points on the board. You're welcome, Michigan baby, for sure. If the Jets do go down and get a touchdown here, I'm nervous as a New England fan going down 21-3 at halftime, playing in New York. Hey, MetLife Stadium, great coverage as always. Thanks, Insider. No problem, San Sifter. Thank you so much. Always, always, always. But, you know, look, MetLife Stadium, when it's rocking like that, dude, like that's a tough place to play too. I mean, these Jets fans mean business. If you're a Jets fan, you're a Jets fan for life. You've been rooting bad football your entire NFL life. So if you're a Jets fan and you're still going to those games, yeah, that's going to be a tough environment to play in. Stevenson is hurt. Rodrigo, he went out with an injury to his hand. We don't have any official reports yet, but yes, Stevenson is out. They got DeMario Douglas. I don't know who New England's going to use as their, wait, 2 1 o'clock games tomorrow? There are no way. There's 2 1 o'clock games tomorrow? What? Hold on, guys. I'll be right back. I need to look something up. NFL games schedule. Tomorrow, dude, is like Friday, dude. What are you talking about? There's no games tomorrow. 2. John Beatty, what are you talking about, bro? What exactly are you talking about right now? I don't see any games on Friday. There's not any games tomorrow. Sunday, okay. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Guys, we've been rocking with an average of about 500 people that's been in this game with us. So I just want to tell all of you from the bottom of my heart, and this channel, we appreciate you coming through. We appreciate you doing the game with us. Your likes and your views and your follows is what helps make this channel a good one. And we certainly appreciate all the support you guys can give us. Jets are bringing the kickoff back out. He's going to get to the 24 of New England. Ron says, go Jets. Let's go. You just got the ball back. Let's go. Let's go. Philly 215, welcome back in. No games are tomorrow, Rich said. Yeah, there's no games tomorrow, so let's not get anybody thinking that there's football games tomorrow. We will not be broadcasting live tomorrow because there are no football games. New York Jets have 6 first downs on their last 2 possessions. Aaron Rodgers coming out with a 14-3 lead. 3:52 left to go in the second quarter. They're going to start a new possession. Aaron Rodgers is under center. Breece Hall is in the backfield. Actually, this is Allen in the backfield. He gets hit by the initial defender and breaks free somehow. And he's going to turn a loss of 3 into a gain of 1. Allen broke that tackle. That's okay. That's okay, John. Jets, calm down. It's the Pats. Steelers are winning this weekend. What's up, Joey? Lily and Daddy, what's up, Joey? Haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, so anyway, Rodgers hands off to Allen, the backup running back for the Jets, the rookie, and he gets belted in the backfield, but somehow he gets out of this tackle and winds up running it for a positive gain. It's going to be 2nd and 9. Rodgers is in the shotgun. He's going to hand it back to Allen again. Allen's going to test the middle, and he's going to get another 4. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 5. Been working on deadlines. That's right. That's right, Joey. That's right. I'm glad to see you here, though, Joey. I'm glad to see you came in. What's up? I'm regretting benching the Jets defense for the Browns defense. I hear you, Michigan baby. I hear you there. Yeah, but you know, it is the Patriots. Hey, Rudy, how you doing? Good to see you. All right, guys, 3rd and 4. Rodgers is going to be in the shotgun, up 14-3 on the Patriots. This is going to be a false start on the Jets offense. They're going to have to back up 5 yards. Going to make it about 3rd and 10. Rodgers is calling the play in the huddle. It's 3rd and 9 right now. Play clock is winding down. They are going to have to snap this before the 2-minute warning. There's a difference between 1 second of the game clock and the play clock. So they will have to snap this ball. Rodgers is going to get it. He's going to throw it over the middle. It's complete to Big Conklin in the middle of the field. Precision pass from Aaron Rodgers. Pitch and catch. They needed 9. They got much more than that. It's a 1st down for the Jets. Old man Aaron Rodgers is looking like the MVP from the past, just putting dimes all over the field. Another big 1st down for the Jets. This is going to take us to the 2-minute warning. My goodness, this Jets team, I know they're just playing the Patriots. Guys, I know what you're saying. I feel you. I get you. But still, this is impressive. This is impressive. Why don't they have this in regular TV? It's to make you buy more subscriptions, man. That's why. It's to make you buy more subscriptions. It's the only reason, man. It's all a big money grab, guys. All right, so anyway, what's everybody doing at halftime? Are we chilling? Are we grilling? What are we doing? Are we reading? Messages, how you guys want to do this live. I'm going to go over the stats and all that cool stuff. But that only takes like 2 minutes, and then we got all the rest of the time to do. So I know what I'm going to do. I know what we'll do at halftime. I'm going to see about doing week 3 schedule at halftime. What y'all think about that? What y'all think about doing the week 3 schedule? Y'all want to see a little Sunday preview? Yeah, Sandsifter says, a little Sunday preview, please. We can do that. Rodgers is going to be available this year. Halftime biz calls. Rodgers will be average. Smoking. This is completely crazy. They don't put this on Fox or one of the stations. It's only going to get worse, Wolfgang. They got Amazon that's getting involved. They got Peacock that's getting involved. They got Apple, like, yeah, it's going to be crazy. Like, here in a couple years, to be able to watch all your NFL games, you're going to have like 6 or 7 different subscriptions of stuff that you don't want, the stuff that you ain't going to use otherwise. You know what I mean? You got to have the, you almost got to have the Peacock app now too. I don't use that for anything, but I have to have it. I got it, but I don't use it for nothing else. We're getting close to halftime right now, folks. It is 14-3. Jets are over the Patriots right now at home at MetLife Stadium. NFL is forcing you to buy or go to the bar. I don't drink and drive exactly. And who wants to go to the bar to watch your football game anyway? I don't. I used to do that back in the day. I'm not fixing to go to a bar to watch a football game now. All right, here we go. Aaron Rodgers in the shotgun, 1st and 10, 14-3. This is a 2-minute warning. Breece Hall is going to try the left side, and he's going to get some room. Give him a nice big gain of about 8.5. Ron, I'm the insider. They just call me the insider, brother. Nice to meet you, Ron. You know what? I'm getting tired. NFL turned into their new rules, everything. It's not even football. Yeah, but don't give up, Wolfgang. Don't give up. Things are going to change. Times are going to change. Never give up on the NFL. Never give up on the NFL. It's not good. New England's averaging 1.8 yards per play. Jets are averaging 7.2 yards per play. So stat junkies, put that into your stat wheelhouse. All my stat gurus. Patriots have less than 2 yards per play on the ground. Jets are averaging almost 7.5. Breece Hall fumbled the ball out of the ground, so they can't figure out where to put it right now. He fumbled the ball going out of bounds, so they can't figure out where to put the ball. So we're on another break. I don't have any new stats to read to you, so let's just go over what is going on. 14-3, the Jets are over the Patriots right now. 1 minute, 59 seconds left to go, roughly, in the second.
I'll have the 56 bonus
points. Wolfgang, we're not talking college right now. Wolfgang, we're doing all pro football, and we're doing this game. Sorry, brother, sorry, brother, sorry, bro. Sorry to you, bro. I'm trying to see right now if I've got the I got the week 3.
But instead of just making me look awesome, they also inspire my music, help teach me things, and even predict the future.
No, that was last week.
What, the new tattoo? Like it though, right? Amazon Q, power generative AI with the speed and security of AWS.
Didn't do this for the lights or the fame. I did it to pay for the next generation.
How many people love that the Eagles and the Cowboys lost? College over NFL every single day. Doing a great job, Ron said. Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Besides the Steelers, go Giants, go Cowboys, Ravens, 0-3. I'm hoping the Commanders shock Cincy. That would be a shocker. The Commanders shock Cincy. Boy, Bengals starting 0-3. Good God. Michigan. Completely right. Ohio State, baby. Who's got the big play for the Jets? Jimmy said. Aaron Rodgers, man. Aaron Rodgers and Lazard have been eaten, Jimmy. It's 14-3 right now. Jets have got the ball. They're driving. It's 2nd and 2 right now. 1 minute, 44 seconds left on the clock. All right, guys, it's 2nd and 2 right now. We're getting close to resuming play here. As soon as they get rolling again, you know I'll be calling. I'll be making the call. Here we go. 2nd and 2, 1:40. The clock is rolling. Jets are on the 45-yard line of the Patriots. Rodgers is going to hand this off to Breece Hall, who's going to run for the first down. barely gets enough, but he does get enough for the first down. Jets are going to move the ball again. All right, guys, here we go. First and 10, 57 seconds left to go in this game. Rodgers is going to hand it off to Breece Hall, who's going to run for a nice gain again. It's a gain of 7, almost 8. Shit. Jets are moving the ball. It's going to be a timeout, so the play is going to slow down again.
Jets are moving the ball. It's going to be a timeout, so the play is going to slow down
again. How's everybody enjoying the game? Thanks to everybody in the comments that showed up tonight. Hi, Mr. C. How you doing? Where are you, Rich says. What do you mean? Roger's great at time management, your mama says. Yeah, so guys, what do you think the chances are that Rodgers goes down and gets a touchdown here and kind of puts the dagger in the heart of New England? It's 2nd and 2, 46 seconds left on the clock. The Jets have 2 timeouts left. Patriots have all 3. But we got a second and short from the 46. Let's see what they dial up here. Rodgers is looking to throw long, and he's got a wide open. No, he missed him. He had a wide open Garrett Wilson, and he missed him. He missed him. Oh, they had the touchdown. Oh. That's okay. They called a legal motion on the offense anyway. Is Stevenson still out? I think so, H3. I think so. I don't think he's made it back in after the hand injury. I'm not sure. Oh, my gosh. Garrett Wilson was wide open, and Rodgers just overthrew him a little bit. He just missed him. It wasn't that – he didn't miss him by that much either. He did not miss him by that much. Jets scored yet? Rich said no. Jets got it 2nd and 7. 41 seconds left to go. They're going to be on the Patriots 41-yard line. Rodgers gets the snap, drops back, throws it complete to Allen, who gets hit immediately. This is going to be a gain of maybe 1. Clock still ticking, 33, 32, 31. 29 seconds left in the second. The Jets are going to have to burn a timeout. And they do. Jets burn their 2nd timeout. They're going to have 1 left. How many of you think Aaron Rodgers is going to be able to punch this ball in the end zone, or they're just going to come out with a field goal? Drop it into the comments. Drop it in. Do the Jets score here? Or are they going to be happy with kicking the field goal and going up 17-3 at halftime? Ron says a touchdown. Todd says 7. Sandsifter says taking it to the hole. Willie Young thinks it's going to be a field goal. Pebbles Girl says TR. Kevin Harlow says field goal. All I know, guys, is we got Aaron Rodgers right now in the shotgun. Conklin's going to be motioning to the left. Breece Hall to his left in the backfield. Let's go. Rodgers has the ball. He's going to throw a quick hitter to Williams. This is a quick hitter to Mike Williams. The clock is ticking. 24 seconds. It's going to be a first down for the Jets. Jets are going to burn their final timeout. The Jets are going to burn the final timeout. Good pitch and catch from Rodgers to Mike Williams, right on the money. Easy pitch and catch. User says a field goal. This is going to be the last timeout for the New York Jets and Aaron Rodgers. Aaron missed his chance when he missed Wilson, I think. Frogger said it's going to be a field goal. All I know is we're looking at greatness. Back on the field again with Aaron Rodgers. He's been surgical, guys. The man's been surgical tonight. When I tell you the stats, you're going to be like, uh-uh. And I'm going to say, uh-huh. Right now, it's the ball in the 27. Aaron Rodgers gets the snap in the shotgun. He's going to throw it incomplete to Breece Hall. It's a good thing he didn't catch the ball anyway. It would have been for zero gain. The Jets have no timeouts. They would have wound up turning the ball over, or not turning the ball over, but they would have probably not even been able to get another playoff. It's a good thing that Breece Hall dropped that ball. Gives them a chance to hit something down the field towards the sideline. I mean, if you really want a touchdown here, you know, you gotta throw it into the end zone or get it on the sidelines where you can get out of bounds and get this ball into the end zone. I'm going for the throw. I need the touchdown here. I'm just saying, I need the touchdown. Rodgers has got the ball all day to throw it. He's going to the end zone, and it's out. He threw that one out of the back of the end zone. That was going to nobody. But that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about right there. Get it into the end zone. Get it over to the sidelines. Work the sidelines. Punch this in against an inferior Patriots team. Punch this in if you're the Jets. There's going to be 14 seconds left to go in the second quarter, guys. Jets got a big third down and 10 right here that they need to try to convert. They have zero timeouts. No timeouts if you're the Jets. So you got to kind of like throw this into the end zone right here. Get this into the end zone. A play over the middle of the field probably is going to run the rest of the time off the clock. So if you're the Jets, you got to come away with some points here. So, you know, maybe one shot to the end zone and then kick the field goal. Right now they got to get all the way to the 17 yard line of the Patriots. But if they get there, they're not going to be able to get the field goal off. Patriots are going to call their timeouts right now. Pats are going to take their timeout. Try to get their defense in order here. What's up, guys? How's everybody enjoying the football game? Drop me a comment. Let me know if you're enjoying it, if we're bringing you any value to your life. That's all we want to do is make our NFL fans happy. I hope we're making you happy tonight, getting you your fill of football. Hey, just because it's Thursday night don't mean you don't need to be in the mix too. The score is 14-3, a Jets over the Patriots. 14 seconds left on the clock, guys, 3rd and 10. Here comes the snap. Rodgers has it. He's dancing in the backfield. He's going to throw it incomplete to Wilson. The Jets do not convert the first down. Just as good anyway. They've got 11 seconds left to kick this field goal and try to push their lead to 17-3. Going to be almost a chip shot for the very, very accurate Greg Zuerlein, who's had just a monstrous career kicking field goals. The ageless wonder still doing it for the Jets. This is going to be a 45-yarder from directly down the middle here. Zuerlein's going to put it up, and he's going to miss it! Zuerlein! The usually sure-footed Greg Zuerlein misses this field goal for no apparent reason. He just hooks it. What in the world was that? What in the heck was that? Donk! Duh! Donk! Greg Zuerlein. That is not it. Wow. All right, Jets fans. Well, Jets are the Jets, right? Patriots have the ball. 7 seconds left in the half. Jacoby Brissett's going to try to throw for it anyway. Might as well just pad the stats a little bit for the first half. He completes a pass for about 12 yards. 1 second left on the clock. The Patriots are actually going to burn a timeout. Is he going to heave it into the end zone? It looks like they might try it. That's going to be a long throw. Always seems to happen. Haven't missed or how good they are doing. LOL. Chip shot gone array. I know, right? Commentators jinx. right, Todd? I jinxed him saying that he's usually that dude has been clutch his whole career. I don't know. I guess when you get old, you stop making field goals too. I guess so. Maybe that's why kickers retire at a certain age, I guess. Yeah, why don't we have 50-year-old kickers? If you got a good leg, you probably kick until you're 50, 45, 47. We don't see that either. Brissett is going to drop back. He's going to throw for it all. He throws it from the 45. Can he make it to the end zone? He does. And the ball is knocked down. Jacoby Brissett makes that pass into the end zone. However, it falls incomplete. The Jets, Jets are going to go into halftime leading 14-3 over the New England Patriots at home at MetLife Stadium. Welcome in, everybody. We're going to go over some stats for the first half. Aaron Rodgers has completed passes to 8 different receivers, has looked incredible basically the entire evening. Very, very, very efficient. So we'll just go over the stats. New York Jets are beating the Patriots 14-3. Aaron Rodgers is 15 of 20, has 170 yards passing, 8.5 average, 1 touchdown, no interceptions, has a passer rating of 116.7. Very efficient for the old goat. New York Jets rushing. Breece Hall has 11 carries for 43 yards. It's been the rookie Braylon Allen coming out of the backfield for the Jets that's putting up numbers. 6 carries, 40 yards. He's got a nice average of 6.7. Long run of 11 yards. Braylon Allen, the rookie, getting the job done on the ground for the Jets. So between him and Breece Hall, those two have 83 yards on the ground rushing in the first half against the Patriots defense. I think we'll take that. Receiving, like I said, everybody's got involved. Alan Lazard has 3 catches for 48 yards and a tutty. Tyler Conklin has 2 catches for 44 yards. Breece Hall has 3 catches for 23 yards. Mike Williams, 2 for 16. Garrett Wilson, 2 for 15. Jeremy Ruckert, 1 for 11. Xavier Gibson, 1 for 11. Breland Allen, 1 for 2. Guys, Aaron Rodgers has gotten everybody involved. He looks like the passer that I used to watch back when I was much, 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 much younger. He does. The man looks good. I will call it the way that I see it, and I think that the man looks good. Does anybody else agree with that? Let me know. Let's see. I'm a Washington fan. Let's read some of these comments here. Let's read some of the comments here. How come you're not showing it? Broadcasting rules. I'm a Washington fan. Our kicker kicked 7 field goals last weekend. That's crazy, huh? He does, Pebble Girl said. He looks efficient, man. I know which Aaron Rodgers I'm looking at when I'm looking at him. I've watched Aaron Rodgers for that long. The dude looks efficient. Rodgers is spreading the ball all around. He sure is. 8 different receivers in the first half alone. All right, so let's go over the other news. Let's go over the New England Patriots offense. Jacoby Brissett, 7 of 10, 36 yards, 3 for 5 on the 3 for 25 yards losses on the sacks. He's been sacked 3 times for a total of 25 yards loss. Ramondre Stevenson has 4 carries for 20 yards. He went out with an injury to his hand. We still don't know what's wrong with him. We still don't know. We haven't had an update yet on what's going on with him. DeMario Douglas, as a receiver, he's got 2 receptions for 13 yards. Hunter Henry, 2 for 9. Jalen Polk, 1 for 6. Guys, it's just not been here for the Patriots tonight. Nothing doing. Team stats, Jets have 17 first downs to New England's 4. Passing first downs, the Jets have 10 passing first downs to 2 for the Patriots. 6 first downs on the ground for the Jets, nothing for the Patriots. Not one first down on the ground from the Patriots. Third down efficiency, the Jets are 5 for 7, the Patriots are 1 for 4. Total plays, the Jets have 39 total plays to New England's 18. Total yards is 252 yards for the Jets, 40 yards for the Patriots. It's a teetotal smackdown, folks. It's a teetotal smackdown. Carolina quarterback, let's go. Hey, at least Carolina did something. You know, sometimes you just got to be able to punt the ball as an organization and say, look, we didn't get it right. You know, the Bryce Young experiment, it didn't work. Okay, you got to swallow your pride. You're already on the verge of losing all the games this year anyway, so finish swallowing your pride. Finish losing your games. Go in and find your franchise quarterback coming out for next year, and that's that. That's pretty much that. Welcome in, guys. Welcome to the halftime show. Oh, what are we supposed to talk about? Well, let's see. So we went over all the stats for the game. Wanted to let you guys know that we are sticking with our broadcasting schedule. So as of right now, if there is a game on, we will be broadcasting. So looking forward to Sunday, I hope you guys are going to come join us. We are going to do all 3 time block schedules for Sunday. We have been kind of up in the air as far as that goes. We were thinking about doing just 2 games on Sunday, but we did decide to do all 3 time frames. So we will be doing the 1 o'clock, the 4 o'clock, and the 8 o'clock game Sunday night. Hopefully you guys will come and do the games with us. We will be covering all the games at 1 o'clock. So we're going to do our thing off the RZ, the red zone, and we're going to cover all the scoring plays. We will have one game that we do feature as the best game of the day for the 1 o'clock time zone. And we will pick that game a little bit closer to kickoff. Just as the injury reports come in, we will pick our best matchup. But I want to say this, while we're on this halftime break, I want to say this. Who dat? All right. Who dat? I'm saying that right now. Why am I saying that? Because those Saints are for real. The Saints are for real. I'm telling you right now that the Saints, the New Orleans Saints, are for real. Do you think New England's going to have a big second half? Heck no, Kyle. I do not think New England's going to have a big second half. I think that the Jets' defense is here. Dude, I don't even have them scoring like more than 10 points. So I think that the Jets are here. Defense is here. They are not going to be able to move the rock tonight. Carr is not that guy, bro. Okay, we're going to see. Big Dad, we're going to see. The man got paid. I think that he's got a new coordinator in Clint Kubiak there in Atlanta. I'm telling you right now, watch and see. I'm going to get money. I'm going to get money with the Saints this year. Who dat? That's all I'm saying. Who dat? I'm in. I watch both games. I'm in. I've seen what I need to see. I'm in. Big Daddy, you're going to see, boy. You're going to see. Let's go. Happy halftime, everybody. Happy halftime. Jets are up big on the Patriots, 14-3. It could be much worse than what it is right now. Could be much worse than that. Steve Zuerlein just bricked a field goal from, like, right in front of the goalpost, and he somehow missed it. He hooked it. He shanked it. Shanked it. Big shank.
What should I do to deserve this? No. What did I do to deserve this?
How to make it accurate?
Just doing a little bit of researching while we have a break. Right now, guys, just kind of taking a look ahead here to Sunday. Just going to take a look. The channel is a game on. The game's on Amazon Prime, unfortunately. Okay, so going over the games coming up Sunday, guys. Not on Fox. It's not on anywhere but here, Leslie. You can just hang out right here. If you don't have Amazon Prime, hang out right here. We'll do the play-by-play for you, and we got you. Okay? All right, here we go, guys. Sunday's games, we got the Giants 0-2 versus the Browns 1-1. That's going to be at Cleveland. The game that I announced second will be the home team. The Bears are at the Colts, 1-1 versus 0-2, Bears and the Colts. Texans 2-0 are coming into the Vikings 2-0, Battle of the Unbeatens there in Minnesota. Eagles are going to come in 1-1, and they're going to face the Saints at home, and I'm going, who dat? I am going, who dat? Jalen Hurts, what? I'm going, who dat? I'm going, who dat? Who dat? So when I make my picks tomorrow and I publish them to my page, you're going to see I'm on the Saints. And here's another one, unbeaten. The Chargers and the Steelers, 2-0. Who you got there? That's going to be another going. But, guys, I'm leaning right now for the 1 o'clock games. I'm leaning on calling the Eagles and the Saints game. Who dat, Deborah said. That's what I'm talking about. Who dat? I got who dat to make the Eagles 1-2. I got the Saints going 3-0. We're going to call that game, and I'm saying who dat. Keeping going down the schedule here, we got the 0-2 Broncos that are going to go up against the 2-0 Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa Bay. Next game is going to be the Packers 1-1 versus the Titans 0-2. The score for the Jets game, Rich, is 14-3 right now. Taking a look at this Packers game and the Titans game, how unbelievable is it that Jordan Love has been practicing for the last 2 days now on that knee? Not only did he not hit the injury reserve, but the dude's been practicing. Now, I don't know if this is all smoke and mirrors and decoys for the Titans game, because I'm going to be honest with you right now. They should play Malik Willis, and they can still beat the Titans. You know what I mean? The Packers can let Jordan Love finish his healing process. They ain't got to bring him back to play this 0-2 Titans team. They can win that with Malik Willis. Oh, I saw some of the game for the Titans and Will Levis and some of those mistakes that he was making. Titans just aren't a very good team, guys. Packers can go in there with Malik Willis and they can win that game. Here's another one right here, the Panthers and the Raiders. Who really wants to watch that one? But nonetheless, that's going to happen 1 o'clock Sunday. That's the rest of the 1 o'clock games. I'm sorry, the Panthers-Raiders is at 4:05. I'm going to pin that score real quick. Let me try to pin that score real quick just so we have it up here. Jimmy, I'm going to pin your score just so everybody can see it there. Jimmy said the Bucks win by 24 points. They better. All right, keeping it moving here. We've got another 4:05 game. We got the 1-1 Dolphins at the 2-0 Seahawks. 1-1 Dolphins at the 2-0 Seahawks. I guess the Dolphins are going to roll up into Seattle with Skylar Thompson rocking as their QB1. John Beatty said the Vikes game is a good one also. Yeah, we'll kind of stay involved in that one. Everybody's saying that Sam Darnold is the Messiah there in Minneapolis right now. Sam Darnold is the truth. He always was the truth. People in Minnesota are saying, they're saying Sam Darnold was always the truth. He just needed to get into the right system, and Kevin O'Connell is that guy. And now all of a sudden, the Seahawks are going to go like to the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, the Vikings are going to go to the Super Bowl. Sam the man Darnold is going to feast all year there in Minnesota. He's going to show the whole league that he's been the man this entire time. Y'all just been sleeping on the kid over here. Sam finna save them. Sam and Jefferson are gonna eat. Does anybody else think that? Okay, I'm gonna finish this off because the game's coming back on. Rest of the games, 4:05, Dolphins at the Seahawks, Lions at the Cardinals, Ravens at the Cowboys, 49ers at the Rams, Chiefs on Sunday night at the Falcons. Monday night's going to be a doubleheader, Jaguars at the Bills and Commanders at the Bengals. Right now, we are back for the second half. I hope everybody shows back up. We lost three quarters of the folks that were on here at halftime, so hopefully everybody comes back. Share this live, like it up, do me a favor, tap the screen real quick, help us get our people back, tap the screen, tap the screen, tap the screen. I never ask you to tap the screen, just do it now so we can get the people back that left. We had almost 600 people in here the whole time, half the people left because it was halftime. Tap the screen, let's get it back. Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots have the ball to start the second quarter. This is a handoff to Stevenson, who gets just demolished in the backfield by the Jets defense. I kid you not when I say there was four Jets in the backfield at the same time this handoff happened. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Stevenson lit up in the backfield. Just no blocking from the line. Jets get in there. That's not good. Second and 11 for the Patriots. Brissett's going to be in the shotgun right now. They went to get popcorn. I hope so. Brissett's going to drop back and throw, and he's going to complete the pass to Jalen Polk. Give him 6 yards. It's going to bring up about a third and four. We're down to 196, John. Down to 196, brother. Need some people to tap that screen and share the live. Don't mind doing this, but we want to do it for activity. We want to do it for a big audience. The score is 14-3 right now. Jets over the Patriots. The Patriots have the ball, third and four. First possession of the second half. Jacoby Brissett's going to get the snap in the shotgun. He's going to throw it incomplete. Attempted for Douglas. Brissett is getting up slowly in the backfield. He got hit hard. It's going to bring up a third and four. Patriots are punting the ball back to the Jets. Patriots are punting the ball back to the Jets. The Patriots offense, folks, is very difficult to watch. I'm just going to tell you now. It's a good thing you don't have Amazon Prime because you probably didn't want to see all this anyway. Not if you're a Patriots fan, that's for sure. Here we go, guys. Jets are going to take the kickoff back to about the 31 of New England. A lot of extracurricular activity, but no flags on the play. Early in the third right now, it's all Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Aaron Rodgers trying to replace Broadway Joe, Joe Namath, as the last quarterback to really do great things in New York. Aaron's going to have to get it done here in the second half. Knicks522, welcome to the live. Good to see you. Jets winning halftime. Welcome in, guys. Thanks for tapping the screen. We're going to need some more of that. We lost all 500 people that were on here from the first quarter, so we hope to bring them back. One of the only ways that we can do that is by you guys liking the screen and sharing the live. Just like the screen, we're working hard. We're working hard for you. Give us some likes. Help share this out to the community. Let us get found again in the second half. I do believe we are the only people that are calling this game live. I might be wrong, but I know that ours is the best, so stay here with us. You're in good hands like Allstate. Audio gone?
You're in good hands like Allstate.
John, you're scaring me.
Audio gone? You're in good hands like Allstate. John, you're scaring me.
Just making sure my audio is not gone, John. All right, we're back to 200 now. 300 left to recover. A lot of times we were in the 600s. Right now we're in the 2s. Just simply because everybody left at halftime. I think we've done a good enough job to earn the trust of our viewers. been an excellent, excellent, excellent game so far. We appreciate everybody that's come in here and done this with us. Welcome in, guys. Welcome back to the game. It is indeed now the third quarter. The Jets are indeed in the lead right now, 14-3. Patrick Langston says, I hear you. Thank you, Patrick. Best would be showing the game. I know it would, Timothy, but then I would lose my account because you're not allowed to broadcast NFL games without the express written permission of the NFL, and that's why we don't do that, because we don't break the rules. So, with that being said, we're going to continue pushing this forward. Kristen said, let go, let go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Aaron Rodgers is the oldest player in the NFL, and he's going to come out for his first possession of the second half, leading 14-3. The man's got gaudy stats for the night, unbelievable passing numbers for the old goat, and he's going to get back at it again. First and 10 for the Jets, 13:28 left to go in the second half. Beginning the third quarter, he's going to hand this off to Breece Hall. He's going to try to stretch it on the left side. He's only going to get a yard before he gets tackled. It's going to bring up a second down and 9 for the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets. No problem. S says, I appreciate you guys doing this. No problem. That's what we're here to do. Rich says, I'm happy right now. I'm glad you're happy, Rich. We want to make everybody happy. We certainly do. We do this for the love of the game, but we also do this to bring joy to families and households across America and the world. It's 2nd and 9. Rodgers in the shotgun. He gets the snap. He's going to get almost tackled. He gets away from it. And Aaron Rodgers is going to run for the first down. He's older than heck, slower than heck. He gets tackled, but he's going to get back up with a first down. Hey, Aaron, getting it done on the ground. Whatever the man's got to do to get these yards, he's going to do. He gets hit and tackled out of bounds, but no penalty flag thrown here. You hate to see the old man take a hit of any kind. You really don't want to see Aaron get hit like that at all. If I'm a Jets coach, I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers getting tackled like that at all out of bounds. I don't want to see him getting tackled like that, period. Nonetheless, it's the first down. He's going to hand it off to Breece Hall. Give him 4 yards up the middle. It's going to bring up a 2nd down and 6. The Jets are right in the middle of their own logo, so they're going to be on the 50. Aaron Rodgers has looked efficient all night, guys. In case you're just now getting here, it's 14-3, Jets over the Patriots. 12:11 left to go in the second quarter, but I'm telling you right now, Aaron has looked good. I'm not even going to keep calling him Aaron because I was disrespecting him. Aaron Rodgers looks good. He's going to get hit every game, Robert says. I know, you just want to minimize. You just want to minimize those, man. You don't need to be getting hit outside the pocket, 12 yards down the field. Slide and don't get hit. Don't take the tackle. Don't put any pressure on your wounded ligaments and things like that that are 40 years old and not ready to take those anymore. While I was running my mouth about Aaron Rodgers, it was a 2nd down carry for the Jets. Got almost all of it. It's going to be 3rd and 1 right now. Let's go, let's go, let's go. 3rd and 1 for Rodgers. What do you do right now if you're the Jets? What do you do? Do you pound it up the middle with Breece Hall? What do you do right here? Tell me what you do if you're the coach. They're going to fake the handoff. They're going to put it in Rodgers' hands to throw, and he's going to complete it like the surgeon that he is. This is to the wide receiver, Ruckert. Jeremy Rucker is going to have the first down for the Jets. They are going to move the chains again. And here we go, Jets fans. You are back rolling once again.
One thing that they play is the pocket. When he starts making a platform like this.
Aaron Rodgers just looking super, super, super efficient, super comfortable in this offense. He looks like he knows what he's doing. He looks like it's purposeful. It's efficient. It's first and 10 for the Jets. And this penalty flag is going to be a false start on the offense for the Jets. I'm sorry, it was going to be a delay of game. But the Jets were able to get the timeout call. John Beatty says, Hall's got 13 carries, let him eat. I totally agree. I think it's going to be a Breece Hall fourth quarter. I think it's going to be a Breece Hall type fourth quarter. I think that the Jets are going to be able to go up a little bit more on points, and then they're just going to be able to let Breece Hall kind of take over the game and control the clock. I mean, one thing that we got to look at now, guys, is the time of possession in this game. The time of possession in this game should be a real factor as we get later on in the game. I mean, the Jets have had the ball 24 minutes and 15 seconds to the Patriots 10 minutes and 49 seconds. It's 277 total yards for the Jets to 46 for New England. The Jets have 19 first downs to New England's 4. And here we go. We got Rodgers under the center here at the 41. He's going to hand this off to Allen, who's going to take it off the left side, and he's going to get about 3 before they bottle him up. It's going to bring down a second down and about 7 for the Jets. But the one thing that I'm watching happen right now is the clock that's continuing to move. It's at 9:36 already. The Jets are not just controlling the ball, they're controlling the clock as well. Showing Jet fans at MetLife Stadium, they're having a blast right now. They're enjoying it. Garrett Wilson, need my touchdown, John said. I don't know if you're going to get that, John. Aaron Rodgers under shotgun at 2nd and 7. They're going to fake the handoff. Play action. Rodgers is going to just dump it off to Allen. The pocket broke down. It's still going to be a gain of about 3 to 4 yards on the pitch and catch between Rodgers and Allen. Just keeping up with the stats, it's pretty gaudy numbers right now. If you're Aaron Rodgers, it couldn't be much better. 17 to 22 for A'Ron, 178 yards, 115.3 passer rating, 1 touchdown, no interceptions. Guys, there's 8 minutes and 40 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter. 3rd and 3 right now. Jets up 14-3 over the Patriots. Aaron Rodgers is in the shotgun. 3rd and 3. What's going to happen? He's got the snap. He's dancing around in the backfield. He gets away, and he throws it complete to Conklin. This is going to be another big gain, another big first down for Aaron Rodgers and company, just doing what they want against this Patriots defense. Wowzers, wowzers, wowzers. Give Breece the dang ball. Don't worry, Jimmy. They're going to give Breece the dang ball in the fourth quarter, bro. Why is Allen in there? Allen's the rookie. He's been breaking big runs all night. So I don't have a problem with Allen being in there running the ball. He's got 8 carries for 48 yards. He's averaging 6. He's averaging 6 a carry on the ground. I'm giving it to him, too. I'm feeding the two-headed monster myself. I mean, the Jets rushing on the ground, they got 23 carries for 112 yards. The Jets are doing what they want to do rushing the ball. They're doing what they want to do throwing the ball. I mean, this Patriots team looks terrible, guys. Allen's cooking too. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sand Sifter, that's exactly what I'm saying, bro, is that Allen has got a better average on the ground than Breece Hall does. I'm giving him the rock, too. For sure I am. Hey, Aaron Rodgers, 18 of 23, 196 yards, 1 touchdown. No interceptions. Don't get much better than that, y'all. If you're the Jets, it don't get much better than that. Having to head out. Have a good evening. Enjoyed hanging out. Hey, thanks, Pebbles Girl. Thanks for coming by. We enjoyed having you again. Thanks. Thank you so much for coming back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I got to say thank you before you go. Thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming, Pebbles girl. All right. Talk later for sure. All right. Kirk Rogers is back. Let's go. Let's go. Welcome back. Welcome back to those of you guys that had to leave out. We are in the third quarter right now. The Jets are beating the Patriots 14-3. There's 7:40 left to go in the third.